Passage 1. 1. What do animals live on? 2. What are human needs based on? 3. What would a businessman sacrifice to grow rich, health, and? 4. Why do many rich ladies spend boring hours learning to talk about fashionable new books? To be thought. The Road to Happiness. There are a great many people who have all the material conditions of happiness, for example, health and a sufficient income, and who nevertheless are profoundly unhappy. In such cases, it would seem as if the fault must lie with a wrong theory as to how to live. In one sense, we may say that any theory as to how to live is wrong. We imagine ourselves more different from the animals than we are. Animals live on impulse and are happy as long as external conditions are favorable. If you have a cat, it will enjoy life if it has food and warmth and opportunities for an occasional night on the tiles. Your needs are more complex than those of your cat, but they still have their basis on instinct. In civilized societies, especially in English-speaking societies, this is too apt to be forgotten. People propose to themselves some one paramount objective and restrain all impulses that do not minister to it. A businessman may be so anxious to grow rich that to this end he sacrifices health and private affections. When at last he has become rich, no pleasure remains to him except harrying other people by exhortations to imitate his noble example. Many rich ladies, although nature has not endowed them with any spontaneous pleasure in literature or art, decide to be thought cultured and spend boring hours learning the right thing to say about fashionable new books that are written to give delight, not to afford opportunities for dusty snobism.
Sufficient. Profoundly. Impulse. Paramount. Sacrifice. Harry. Exhortation. Endow. Spontaneous. Snobism. You can't work round the clock. You can't endure too much pressure.
I know, but I just seem unable to simmer down.
Thank you.